This is News Talk, your AI curated top stories on tech, business, politics, and world events. Stay ahead in just 5 minutes every day.
Starting with today's first topic, we delve into a recent controversy involving the Trinamool Congress. The drama unfolds as Trinamool raises a question: found any fish sandwiches? This comes after their leader's chopper underwent scrutiny. The party alleges that Abhishek Banerjee's helicopter was searched inappropriately by income tax officials at Kolkata's Behala Flying Club, labeling it as harassment by the BJP. Trinamool claims this act was politically motivated with no incriminating evidence found during the search. This incident occurred during a trial run for a visit to Haldia, further escalating tensions between the involved parties. The search by IT officials at Behala Flying Club has sparked significant debate and controversy. Moving to our next topic, a grave incident has unfolded in Vijayawada, drawing nationwide attention. Breaking news: an attempted murder investigation has been launched after the Chief Minister of Andhra Pradesh, Yes Jagan Mohan Reddy, survived a stone attack. The alarming occurrence happened nearby Vivekanand School Center in Singh Nagar, Vijayawada. It resulted in injuries to Reddy. In response, police have sprung into action, treating this malicious assault as an attempt to murder and have detained 4 suspects. This unsettling event has undoubtedly shaken the state, casting a spotlight on the safety of public figures. Moving to our next topic, we bring to you a recent incident that has stirred considerable shock in Chandigarh. A 26-year-old man, identified as Arvind Kumar Soni, has been arrested in Chhattisgarh. The reason behind the arrest: he was detained for directing abusive words towards the Prime Minister, Narendra Modi. This event transpired in the town of Mastai, located in Bilaspur. Providing details on the case, Additional Superintendent of Police, Archana Jha, confirmed the incident. "It's a situation that has certainly captured the attention of many, raising questions about the limits of free speech and the consequences of offensive language. Stay tuned as we continue to follow this developing story." Moving to our next topic, we touch on a story of hope amidst turmoil. An elderly couple from Kerala clings to hope for the safe return of their son, Shyamnath, amidst distressing circumstances. Shyamnath has spent a decade at sea, currently serving as a second engineer on the cargo ship MSC Ares, which has links to Israel. This vessel, carrying Shyamnath and 16 other Indians, was recently seized by Iran near the strategic Strait of Hormuz. The anxiety gripping his family back in Kerala is palpable, as they long for his safe return. The situation amplifies concerns over regional stability and the safety of maritime personnel in geopolitically tense waters. Every moment is a test of patience and resilience for Shyamnath's parents, as they await good news from afar. Moving to our last topic of the day, we bring you a significant political promise that's making headlines. Mayawati, the indomitable leader of the Bahujan Samaj Party, also known as BSP, has made a striking pledge. If elected to power at the national level, she commits to creating a separate state for Western Uttar Pradesh. This bold move aims at granting autonomy to the region, addressing its unique needs and challenges. During a rally in Muzaffarnagar, in support of BSP candidate Dara Singh Prajapati, Mayawati assured to take concrete steps towards realizing this vision. "It's a promise that could reshape the political landscape and stimulate discussions on governance and regional autonomy." Stay tuned as we continue to follow this story and its implications for the people of Uttar Pradesh.
Download our app to stay ahead. Read and listen to short summarized news in multiple languages. only on the NewsTalk app.